On the horizon, a transcendental change in the global landscape looms, an event that could mark the beginning of a new era, according to ancient prophecies about the end times. The red heifer, a crucial symbol in the purification ritual of the Third Temple, has been born in Israel. This occurrence has rekindled speculations and interpretations about what it might signify for the near future. Are we witnessing the fulfillment of millennia-old prophecies? Are we on the brink of the appearance of the Antichrist and the construction of the Third Temple? In this video, we will delve into a topic that has generated great interest and speculation in the global community: the birth of the red heifer in Israel and its potential significance in relation to biblical prophecies about the end times. Before continuing, I ask that you support this video by giving it a like and subscribing to the channel if you haven't done so already. Don't forget to activate the notification bell so that YouTube alerts you whenever we post a new video. Since the destruction of the Second Temple, two longings have inflamed the hearts of the Jewish people: the coming of the Messiah and the rebuilding of the Third Temple. These are not just dreams, but pillars of a deeply rooted faith that promise a profound spiritual connection and the hope of a redemptive future. For years, they have anxiously awaited these events. What seemed impossible years ago is now possible. A surprising example is the case of the red heifer, something so significant that for more than 2,000 years it was unattainable. And now the Jews have it in their hands. This achievement is deeply significant and further fuels the belief that we are in a crucial historical moment. The frequent questions are: why is the red heifer so important to the Jews? What is its role in the ritual of the Third Temple? Why does this event attract worldwide attention? Could it be related to biblical prophecies about the end times? For many, the red heifer might seem like an insignificant animal. However, according to Jewish law, it is an extremely valuable animal. Why? Because its existence is fundamental to perform the activities of the Third Temple. Delving into the pages of the Bible allows us to understand the true value and significance of the red heifer. Exploring the sacred scriptures, we can uncover its essence and importance in biblical prophecies. In chapter 19 of the book of Numbers, we find the account where God guides Moses in the ritual purification process for people considered impure. This process was necessary for them to be reintegrated into the community according to the established laws and commandments. The red heifer plays a central role in this ritual, symbolizing purification and spiritual renewal. Let's read Numbers 19:1-2. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is a requirement of the law that the Lord has commanded. Tell the Israelites to bring you a red heifer without defect or blemish, and that has never been under a yoke." This command is clear: bring a red heifer. This reddish-colored cow was to be sacrificed in a special ritual outside the camp. Everything about this sacrifice was extraordinary. Normally, the sacrificial animal was male, but in this case it was female. The specification of the animal's color was also unusual, as in no other sacrifice was this mentioned. Additionally, the heifer was to be without defects and not have been used for plowing. The red heifer ritual is detailed in Numbers 19:3-10. To produce the mixture needed for the purification of a person who had been contaminated by contact with a corpse, the law required that a red heifer without defect and never used for work be taken outside the camp and sacrificed by Eleazar, the son of Aaron. Eleazar did this because Aaron, the high priest, could be contaminated by the animal's corpse. Eleazar sprinkled some of the blood 7 times toward the front of the tent of meeting and oversaw the burning of the body, while cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet wool were thrown into the fire. The ashes were kept outside the camp for later use in purification rituals. These actions made the participants in the sacrifice impure until evening, even if they washed and washed their clothes. The purification allowed the person to be reintegrated into the Hebrew camp, while the lack of purification resulted in exclusion from the community. Now we fully understand the importance of this ritual established in Mosaic law for the Orthodox Jewish community. The command to offer a red heifer described in God's law, is classified among the 613 commandments of God's law as Chukat. However, this ceremony has not been performed for millennia due to the absence of the tabernacle and the destruction of the temple by the Romans in 70 AD. As we know, the Jews today do not have a temple to perform their sacrifices and fulfill the demands of Mosaic law. What remains is a small part of the wall, known as the Western Wall, which has become a symbol of hope and devotion for the Jewish community worldwide. The construction of the temple is a fundamental goal for many Jews who believe that the coming of the Messiah is associated with its edification. Preparations are being made so that Old Testament rituals can be resumed in the restored temple, as it is considered that these events are precursors to the coming of the Messiah, according to Jewish prophecies. Dear listeners, there is an important fact you need to know. In the history of the Jewish people, only 9 cases of red heifers have been recorded and used for ritual purification. The 10th red heifer is awaited along with the Messiah, and it is hoped that this moment will come soon. When the Great Temple of Jerusalem stood, people brought the Passover offering, and it was imperative to be ritually pure to perform this act. Therefore, the section of the red heifer was read in the Torah before the Passover festival. In 1997, a red heifer was born. Another was born in 2002, but both were disqualified. However, in 2018, the Temple Institute of Israel caused a great impact by announcing the discovery of a red heifer in the United States, the first completely red in over 2,000 years. This discovery is an important milestone in the history and beliefs of the Jewish people, as the existence of a red heifer is crucial in certain ritual practices described in the Holy Scriptures. From this point, they are prepared to begin the construction of the third temple in Jerusalem. This event points to the proximity of the fulfillment of end-time prophecies, including the arrival of the Antichrist and the return of Jesus. The rabbis know that the next red heifer will attract the Messiah. We also know that the temple is about to be built, despite obstacles such as the location of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The emergence of the red heifer represents a significant advancement, previously impossible, that has now become a reality, motivating the Jews to believe that the fulfillment of the prophecies will advance step by step until its complete consummation. The third temple is a fundamental concept in Jewish eschatology, closely linked to prophecies that are expected to be fulfilled in the end times. According to Christian eschatology, this temple will be the epicenter where the Antichrist will sit and demand worship as God, triggering fierce persecution against the Jews who reject this idolatrous cult. In 2 Thessalonians 2:4, we read, "He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God." In the middle of the tribulation period, the Antichrist will desecrate the rebuilt Jewish temple in Jerusalem, setting himself up there to be worshipped. This will be the climax of man's great sin, deifying himself in open defiance of God. Since the time of Moses, the Jews believe that God's manifest presence is intrinsically linked to the physical proximity of the tabernacle, and later the temple. With the destruction of these sacred places, the perception is that the absence of these sanctuaries implies a diminution of divine manifestation, fueling the expectation for the arrival of the promised Messiah, as they consider that the reconstruction of the temple is essential for the manifestation of messianic redemption. It is crucial to point out that according to Orthodox Jewish faith, Jesus is not considered the Messiah. We have a video on our channel that explains why the Jews did not accept Jesus as the promised Messiah. For the Jews, the Messiah will be sent by God only when the temple is rebuilt and the covenant between God and his people is fully restored. As mentioned, the red heifer will be associated with the coming of the Messiah. Why is this so important for us today? The red heifer and the third temple are already on their way. Everything is prepared. Jesus will not return until the third temple is profaned by the Antichrist during the daily sacrifice, which will be prohibited by him. According to the Torah, specifically in the texts of Mosaic law, the sacrifice of the red heifer is a prerequisite for the ritual purification of the people, and therefore for the consecration of the temple. This ritual is essential to restore ritual purity and allow the temple to be used for sacrifices and other religious rituals. Without the sacrifice of the red heifer, there can be no fully functioning temple. It is important to understand the law of impurity and purity in Judaism. There are various types of impurities, each with its own restrictions. One of these impurities is the impurity of death. A person who has touched or been under the same roof as a dead person is impure and is considered a person impure of death. Such a person should not enter the temple or eat the Passover sacrifice. To get rid of this impurity, the person must undergo a special purification ceremony involving the water of the ashes of a red heifer. Rabbi Chaim Richman has received many questions about the birth of the red heifer, reflecting considerable unease. According to him, the existence of a red heifer is a deeply rooted tradition in rabbinic Judaism. Richman stated that all the ashes of the red heifers sacrificed to date have been used to purify all the impurities of Israel so far. He also suggested that there is currently a red heifer in Israel, but does not wish to make this information public or reveal its location. The Temple Institute is awaiting final approval to begin the construction of the building, which will be an exact replica of Solomon's Temple, located in the same original location. The architects have already completed the plans, and the furniture and utensils necessary for the temple are ready. The selection of people who will serve in the third temple is another relevant announcement. All of them belong to the lineage of Aaron, brother of Moses, and the first high priest of the temple erected by the Hebrews during their journey through the desert to the Promised Land. The designated people are already participating in rehearsals for the temple's inaugural ceremony, where they will perform the first sacrifice to purify the place using the ashes of the first red heifer. However, some issues still need to be resolved. The third temple will be erected in a location of great importance to Jews, Christians, and Muslims, being one of the most contested sites in the world. This place houses the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock, both built in the 7th century, and considered some of the oldest structures in the Islamic world. Despite Israel having regained control of the old city of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount during the Six-Day War in 1967, the administration of the Temple Mount remains under Jordanian custody, as stipulated in a peace treaty signed at the time. Israeli Jews have access to the Temple Mount, but cannot perform religious ceremonies there. Therefore, the construction of the third temple would require an agreement between the Jewish and Muslim communities. In this context, experts on historical conflicts between Jews and Arabs believe that the crisis in the region will intensify in the future, with the latent possibility of a large-scale war. Arab leaders are aware of the existence of 5 defect-free red heifers in Jerusalem and are preparing a robust defense of their territory in the face of a possible attempt by Israel to claim the area where the Dome of the Rock is located. Besides considerations of national pride, Islamic theology sustains the arrival of Al-Dajjal, a figure comparable to the Antichrist of the Bible, who is expected to appear before the Day of Judgment to divert humanity from the true path. According to Islamic doctrine, Al-Dajjal will roam the earth for a determined period, using deceptions to present himself as a divine entity. There is a possibility that his appearance is directly related to the third temple that the Jews plan to build. The emergence of Al-Dajjal represents one of the main signs of the end times in Islam. Eventually, it is expected that he will be defeated by the Islamic Messiah, the Mahdi, and Jesus Christ. According to Muslim belief, Jesus will descend from the heavens and defeat Al-Dajjal. In the Islamic worldview, Jesus is considered a great prophet. The intense confrontations between Jews and Arabs, reaching global repercussions, raise several questions. Can diplomatic negotiations offer common ground to satisfy both Arabs and Jews' concerns? What kind of incentives could persuade the Arabs to allow the construction of the temple? How could conflict resolution mechanisms facilitate an agreement between both parties? Could changes in political or religious leadership influence the Arabs' willingness to allow the construction of the temple? Is it possible that the Antichrist will take advantage of this situation to mediate an agreement between the communities, facilitating the construction of the new temple in a location that currently generates numerous conflicts? With his persuasive ability, the Antichrist will manage to have the three major religions of the world sign a significant peace treaty, paving the way for the third temple's construction in Jerusalem. This sign could lead the Jews to believe that this individual is the awaited Messiah, considering their history of rejecting Jesus for not fulfilling their expectations. In John 5:43, Jesus said to the religious leaders of his time, "I have come in my Father's name and you do not accept me, but if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him." Jesus came in the Father's name, revealing God to the people, but was rejected. The irony is that if someone came in his own name, offering his own ideas in harmony with the people's, he would be accepted. This clearly shows the depravity when people reject the truth and accept the lie, rejecting Christianity and receiving the Antichrist. With current technological and engineering advances, the rapid construction of the Third Temple is viable. These advances would allow a more efficient and quick construction process, facilitating the project's completion in a short period. This opens the possibility for the Antichrist to exercise his rule from this sacred place, as speculated. According to the biblical narrative, the first 3.5 years will be characterized by a peace agreement among the nations, creating a period of harmony on earth. During this time, the majority of the population will support the world leader. But at the end of this period, he will break the agreement, performing a sacrilegious act in the temple, triggering the worst stage of the Great Tribulation. At this moment, divine wrath will be unleashed on earth, and the Jewish people will begin to recognize that the Messiah they awaited had already come 2,000 years ago, although he was rejected by them. We know from biblical prophecies that, finally, the Jews will accept Jesus as the Messiah, and Jesus will reign for 1,000 years in Jerusalem. In Romans 11:25-26, we read, "I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in, and in this way all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the Deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob." The Apostle Paul reveals that the future restoration of Israel is not merely a possibility, but a certain fact. What Paul now reveals is a mystery, a truth previously unknown, which could not be known by human intellect without help, but is now made known. Paul explains it so that Gentile believers do not consider themselves wise in their own opinion, looking down on the Jews, full of their own nationalist and anti-Semitic prejudices.